Every now and then, art and science merge to create mind-blowing experiences, both enjoyable and informational. And one of those is Sounds of Space, a free, inclusive community event happening at 107 Projects in Redfern from the 17th to the 27th of August that merges the arts and sciences with two exhibition spaces. But what do I know about that? I'll tell you someone who does know something about that is Steph Smith, the creator of Sounds of Space. Welcome to 2SER, Steph.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. It's wonderful to have you on the program, and you've even come dressed for the occasion. I'm going to get a photo of you after this because you've got the NASA jacket on.
It's my amazing jacket that people either decide to make fun of me for wearing or ask me if I actually work for NASA, which I take as a compliment.
Yeah, that is certainly a compliment. So tell me a little bit about the exhibition.
Yeah, well, Sounds of Space is my artistic baby. Essentially, it's an immersive audiovisual projection room, which that's the main event where you go through the phases from the sun through all of the planets, and then there's a more interpretive creative video work, and you can actually listen to NASA Voyager's recordings of the electromagnetic resonance from the planets.
Wow.
So you can hear and feel what the sun or Mars or Earth sounds like, and Earth sings this welcoming song to you, and Mars kind of is like, go away, I'm dead. And so it's pretty amazing.
Wow, that's insane. So, because like the concept of space is something that baffles many of us, particularly unscientific folk like myself. And this exhibition can sort of, I guess, bridge a few gaps in my mind in regards to outer space and the like.
Yeah, well, it's just, for me, it was kind of about creating a way to emotionally engage with the universe around us, but then also to get a sense of perspective, whether that's good or bad. You can kind of interpret it however you want, that your life is going great guns or it's in the toilet. But it's kind of amazing, this sense that you get, or that I at least get, and that a lot of people who have come and engaged with the exhibition so far, they're kind of walk around and they see, they walk into the space and they see the projection, and I just hear so often like, oh wow, that's incredible, or oh my, it was hypnotic or mesmerizing. You kind of lose a sense of time when you're in the room, which is amazing for me. I'm really glad.
That always spins me out when I start contemplating my sort of scale and place in the universe.
Of nothingness.
Yeah. Does it worry you a little bit? If I go to this exhibition, am I going to just start freaking right out?
Well, it's funny because you can feel like totally insignificant and meaningless, but then at the same time, you exist and nothing else does on any of the other planets. So it's a little bit miraculous. It's this really weird merging of these two feelings that I find fascinating.
And has this been something that's been sort of like a lifelong obsession of yours?
Space, I have loved forever. I've always been a mad sci-fi nerd, particularly the comedy sci-fi genre or anything with Bruce Willis.
Right.
And space.
Well,
Fifth Element.
Armageddon.
He's just the legend.
What's the comedy space ones like? Blake Seven?
Like Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yes.
Mars Attacks. Amazing sci-fi comedy that was made years ago, but it's going to be revived, I believe. I think the genre's on its way back. And
yes,
Seth, the creator of Stewie and that Family Guy. He's going to be in one called The Orville, and that's coming out. But yeah, so I've always loved space. I've always loved kind of finding a way to engage with it. But I grew up in the country. And out there you see the stars, you see the sky.
Mm.
And when I moved to Sydney, I've been here for about 12 years, you don't really get to see it with all of the light pollution. And I was thinking about that and how, like, younger city kids and even myself, I'm not getting to engage with the sky as much as I used to. And so I wanted to bring something to the community to kind of reignite that little love of going, yeah, I am part of something a little bit bigger.
Oh, that's great. Now, the exhibition goes for 10 days and there's something for everyone. There's a family day portion of it?
There sure is. We love kids. So on Saturday the 26th of August from like between 11 and 4, we're going to have special themed spacecraft where kids can come in and make their own rocket ships, and we'll make the projection room a little bit less intimidating for them. And there's going to be a kids performer, Nene from ABC Kids. She's going to come and she's really into STEM, so getting kids engaged with maths and sciences. And then there's going to be some space yoga. So let's see what that turns.
Space yoga.
Yeah, that's going to be fun and experimental.
Awesome. Now, about the mixed media collection in the Sounds kinds of space. Mm. Well, what Australian artists are involved?
All Australian. We've got an incredible embroidery work from a woman in Warrnambool who basically studied her backyard and the phases of the moon as it went by. We've got ceramics. We've got an amazing an artwork by Digby Webster, who's a disability advocate too, and he's had heaps of showings, and he's created an artwork for us called Planets. And then we've got an Indigenous work that actually glows in the dark by a woman from the Blue Mountains. We've got heaps of stuff. There's a whole mix of textures. There's cardboard, there's space collage, and a lot of stuff to engage with.
Now, this sounds fantastic. And there's visual works within the exhibition that are interpretations of musical pieces?
Yeah, well, so that's part of the projection program. So essentially we go through a really more kind of analytical and scientific version of the program where we're seeing this is the sun, this is what the sun sounds like. Then we're going to move through the planets. So, you know, Mercury, we go through them. And then it starts becoming more experimental. So that's where we start going into our classical phase of composition. So it starts with Gustav Holst's Jupiter, which I love, and then it goes to Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune, which is just mesmerising. And when it came on last night at the opening, I think we had about 40 people sitting on the floor watching it, and not a single person moved or made a sound throughout the whole thing. And then we get to some really cool, we have a French artist called Valentin Stipp who allowed us to use his work, and then we've got some guys from Melbourne called Wizard Kid who are hip-hop guys. I don't know if you've ever played them, but they're really awesome. You should.
Oh, we only play music from Melbourne or New Zealand here.
And then we've got Oliver Tank. So his song Past, Present and Future, and he's another Aussie guy. So we've got a mix of the contemporary and the scientific and the classical, something for everyone.
That is absolutely amazing. So it's The Sounds of Space. It's on at 107 Projects in Redfern from the 17th to the 27th of August, which means I better let you get out of there so you can...
I've got things to do.
Yeah, you've got the second night of the show to go. Where can people go to find out more online?
You can head to Facebook and look for Sounds of Space. If you want to see more visual representations of it, go to Instagram, or you can go to the 107 website, which is 107.org.au, and we've got a free program for the community, so space collage workshops and Indigenous astronomy workshops, all for free, all for everyone to just come and engage with it a little bit more.
And it's a very easy place to get to. It's right near Redfern Station.
Yeah, it's like a 2-minute walk from the train station. It's super easy.
This has been a very, very enlightening discussion. Steph Smith, the creator of Sounds of Space, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive to SER.
Thank you so much for having me.